It's great because I know initially there were problems in getting the approval, so to get it all the way through and to get, I think it was unanimous in the planning committee, it's really positive.
What kinds of things it will entail? Because I know there was a little bit of backwards and forwards about between the board about what it might have.
Yes, yeah, so now we can, what it can mean, we can actually move forward and we can develop the ideas and all the things and get something really quite exciting for the end of the prom. We're also, obviously, it's a new board, so we've got loads of new ideas. So, yeah, I'm really quite excited about how we can move forward with this.
How important do you think is it for that end of the promenade to have some new kind of development going into it?
I think it's really important that we re-energise that side because when you have all the parts working together, then you're going to have the sewerage sorted very shortly. Things will start gaining momentum very quickly. It'll really become a seafront that's full in the summer and also still used all year round.
And how important do you think will it be for residents of Peel just in general to have something new come into the town?
I think it gives that bit of energy. It creates energy, it creates a buzz, and it creates new opportunities. For things tend to build with momentum, so I always think momentum is really, really important.
And you voted in the meeting there to flatten, I think that's the phrase that was used. So is this process sort of starting now, or are you expecting it to sort of start in the new year?
So that will happen over winter, and then that will allow us to get all the detail and get all the other elements together to then push that forward as well. It does take time, I have to say. It won't all happen in one day. So first things first is we need to flatten the existing building so we can move forward.